Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are like T minus less than 24 till we are in Puerto Vallarta for Mary's bachelorette.
You guys, I like honestly, so I started packing. Also, like none of my outfits are what I thought they were going to be. Like I've literally gone shopping every day after work this week. Haven't found anything. No, you know what? You know. No. Just
it's one of those times too when it's like I feel like it's like one, we're going into summer, but you're almost in that in between season where it's like there's nothing cute that I need at this moment. Like it's so frustrating when you're looking
also,
for something specific.
Exactly. Whenever you need something, you can't actually find it. So I don't know what I'm wearing, and then I don't know if like I'm just like feeling a lot of pressure. Like I'm like, oh my god, I invited all these people to like, first of all, like come to a party with me, but like also in another country. And I'm like kind of getting stressed out about it.
Wait, why?
Like, oh, well, I'm like, what if it's not fun or something? Like, what if people are like,
that's
oh,
true.
That
there's a lot of pressure.
Awful.
It's going to be, we're all very boring and lame. No, so this will be horrible.
But I literally, like, you're just like, I'm like, it does. It feels like a lot of pressure. Like, I hope it's a good time. So these are like, oh, wait, guys, we're
done.
You've done a very good job.
You've done a very good job in the sense of being like, I'm not planning too many things. I want people to still feel like they're on vacation. So if some people want to do one thing, they're more than welcome to. If they want to hang by the pool, they can. Like you've kind of done like a one. There's not a strict schedule, which I think is very helpful.
The only thing I said was to my sister, I go, I only want one event a day. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so you've done that. I think the hardest thing I think across the board, though, is that Mary's requested a Bravo night. So like everyone has to dress up, which we've kind of mentioned.
I regretted this. I took it back. I wanted to be Luann. Luann's not working out for me. Then I even bought a Dorinda wig this week because I was like, maybe Dorinda girl. And now I think I'm going Kyle Richards. I don't even know.
Wait, do you still have the Dorinda wig?
I bought 7 wigs.
I think you should bring it, and I think you should bring some options. Get some aerobics. Like if you could find an aerobics outfit. that's pretty easy. Like, yeah, you probably have all that stuff kind of lying around. And then, or like the smudged lipstick one, or I'm sure you have an olive green sweater that you could be a clip.
There, I mean, no, that's the thing. There's so many things, but it's so hot.
Andy Samberg, LSL, you come watch groceries with me. I'm going to take care of you.
No, there's so many things you could be. My thing is like temperature, because it can be 90.
Right. I know. I'm wearing a blazer dress that night.
Yeah, baby.
And mention a blonde
it
wig,
all.
And I am
you
not.
You're going to be able to mention
not,
it all.
I am not blonde. I'm not blonde. I'll tell you, I put the wig on.
Like we're basically doing that to like get some videos, get some good footage, make an amazing reel. And then
and we're going to share it on strip. TJG as well. Like we want, absolutely, like, I feel like you guys.
I'm going to document this whole weekend.
Like you guys have taken this journey with Mary and I since the beginning. And now like, I feel like we've all been involved in this relationship. So like we need to share it out because I mean, and we'll get into it, but I went to the Vanderpump Rules watch party last night and so many people were asking me about your bachelorette and like, oh my god, what are you guys doing? Like they were so excited, like we FaceTimed you, it was so loud we couldn't hear anything, but you
oh
know,
my god, like, I thought it was just you and you had left and you were calling to tell me about it. I was like, oh no, my Vaseline face this
I know she was like in bed like hi and I was like sorry
I was like sorry, I just Vaselined my face, nice to meet
we
you
even, we couldn't even hear you, so no worries on the whole thing, but it was like, but I was just
okay
like cracking
no
up.
I want okay tell me from start to finish. I regret not going. It was really,
I think you
really
okay I feel like we didn't know what to expect from it, right? This is a watch party, like I literally, you guys, I was like, I was also kind of like a fish out of water there, like people came dressed like sir, like not like they were in like almost like club wear. Like everyone looked so nice and like
going
dresses,
out. They were
like
wearing going
heels.
Out.
You guys, I was wearing fucking jeans, a sweater, and like Nike Dunks.
Like, I thought you looked really cute though.
You, but I just was like, I had a work event before, and I was cracking.
I thought your hair looked great. You can't go wrong with a long black anything.
Sure,
you know
what
whether
the problem
that's a dress,
is
a shirt.
The problem is today I got my hair cut. Which always means the day before your hair looks perfect. You do ever have that? Like whenever you go in for a haircut, I'll do my hair the day before and it's like the best it's ever looked. And I'm like, no. The reason I'm getting a haircut is because it looks like shit.
Oh no, that's never happened.
That's not for you.
Mine is like when I need to get a haircut, I can no longer wear it down.
Oh, okay. Well, that's how I felt. But then I like curled and I'd done it. And I was like, oh God, it looks so nice. Should I not get my haircut?
No, no. Your hair looks great. You got it cut. You look flawless. Now tell us every little bitty part. Like you walk in, you have to say your name. Like I want to know.
Okay, hold on. So I'm going to also preface.
Sure.
I had a work event and I'm friendly with the waiter that the place that we had this work event. And he filled my glass up a few times. So I just want to preface it.
So you had a buzz walking in.
So I did have a buzz walking in, but it was great. So like you guys, I was like, thought I was like so cool. So I like, there's like a line. I'm like, oh, that must be for reservation. So I walk up and I'm like, oh, is that the line? They're like, everyone stands in that line. I'm like, and humbled I am. Back to the end of the line I go. But then they came out and they're like, is anybody here with like NBC Bravo? Which I want to thank Bravo and NBC because it was such a fun night. But I was like, oh, I am. They're like, okay, come this way. So yes, they checked our name off. They gave us VIP wristbands. You know, they had like a Bravo store set up so you could like buy merch there. They had like a step and repeat to the side. And I'll talk about that in a little bit too. But it was just so well done. So then they took, you know, they tell us like, take her to the VIP.
Oh, Courtney, I would have literally shit my pants. Like,
well, that would have been bad because then you'd have to sit in it all night.
And I still would have.
And smelly girls
would have. You know,
smelly girls. So then they take us in. It's like, and they've got all these tables set up because obviously it's dinner, right? But they've got TVs in every room. And so they took us to like kind of a private side room. And so we were sitting in there. And
also,
then,
like, I'm like texting Courtney the whole time. I'm like, oh my God, what if Raquel was one of the waiters tonight?
So our waiter did look like Allie a little bit. But so we sat was there. Hot. So we were like the first in our room too. So we got to like pick which seat. So we picked one where you could kind of see. So it was like right where you could see like the Sir Bar, like the bar where like Jax and Tommy, you know, they always are for Pride right there. So we had like a view there. And then we had the TV hanging on the wall. So we kind of, and then we were also close to like the entrance into the other part of the restaurant. So like we had a good viewing.
Also, I mean, TVs aren't normally in there, right?
No, so they usually have them like kind of behind the bar because I feel like whenever I've gone there, they're usually playing like Bravo or Vanderpump Rules in the background. But these TVs were specifically brought in.
Okay.
for this quite event. Like every room had multiple TVs. Like, so if you were in a room, you were having visibility to a TV. But like while we were already in there, right, they're playing the East Coast feed.
Oh, so I,
like,
you can kind
so I'm
of
also
hear.
Like pulling out my phone, but it's so loud in there. I'm like pulling out my phone because I have the East Coast feed, like DirecTV. So I'm like, got it up to my ear. I'm like, what's the reveal? What's the reveal? I can't hear shit. So I'm like, it's fine. You know, I'm trying to like go on like the internet. I'm like, did anybody DM us what the reveal is? And it's like, nobody's really said anything. So I'm like, interesting. Okay, whatever. So we go there. I run into Ryan Bailey. I see Faces by Bravo. I see, you know, a couple of the other Instagram accounts, which is fun, which they were like all sitting together. And I was like a little sad I wasn't sitting with them. But we also had like very fun people at our table. But, you know, it's like sometimes I'm like, oh, I only know a handful of people.
I think we need to like talk with more.
Okay. You know, but it was nice to see people because I hadn't seen Ryan in so long. And I love Ryan. He's like the best. So that was great. So I kind of like walked around.
So, okay. Then, so like when you get to your seat, did they have like a menu and it was like goat cheese balls to start?
Literally. Did I send you
a
picture?
Pick a main? No.
Okay, so there was also like an open bar. You guys, at one point, my friend was like, he like looked at the waiter and he's like, can you please take these empty pumptinis? Because I just had them like lined up in front of me, like empty. He's like, you look like you have a problem. Like, look like it. Definitely got it. You know,
how many did you have? Three.
I feel like they weren't strong and I could have had four.
They were probably batched.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, it may be. But you could order anything. So like we could also have like just regular martini. But I was like, you know, I've had some wine already. I gotta keep it chill for a minute. Right. At least.
Okay. This sounds so much. Did you have goat cheese balls?
Wait. So then we walked around. So in the garden area that was like roped off, and that's where Katie was. That's where James Kennedy was. Allie was over there. I thought that Ariana was going to be there. She wasn't there. Peter was there. Guillermo. So if you saw on our stories, I posted. So because you guys also, I like had to go up to them and be like, hi, I just want to introduce myself. We objectify you every March.
Right.
Like, from Two Judgy Girls, you know? And I'm like, you know, thank you for being so, like, you're so kind always. Like, thank you for, and Peter, you guys, Peter cracked me. He goes, what do I got to do next year to get it past the first round? I got more shirtless photos, Peter. He's like, okay. He's like, I got some months to take some. I'm like, let me know if you need help. I'll help you out. Like, he was so funny, you know? Like,
I love that.
It cracked me up. And then James came by, you know,
sell like, some merch in there in March.
I mean, it was so funny. So then James, he like opens it up, right? So he gets on the mic and he starts kind of walking through and I'm like, unblock us. And he kept walking. So that didn't help. And, you know, and then
Katie was like in tow, which she must have died. She must have been like, oh, I cannot believe I'm walking behind James Kennedy right now.
But the crowd was so, because not only it's all fans too, because you then had the opportunity to also make a reservation and come. Like, it was a special event. So like everyone there was super fans.
Right. Completely. Like, also, I feel like they probably were trying to get something about her to open that night as well. And I feel like
I think they're going to be the opening. I've heard that their contracts are going to go out where they're probably going to start filming in a few weeks. So
there was past sandwiches going on there.
No past sandwiches. So then we had. We had food. So then, you know, you got everybody kind of sat down. James Kennedy kicks it off. And as you're sitting there, we're watching it. But like, here's the thing is like, we're watching it, but you're also like not watching it, right? Because you're like also watching everybody else.
You're talking amongst each other.
The room is literally electric. Like, you can feel it was so like, I told Mary, I was like, sometimes I get really stressed out by these events because I'm like, I don't know how it's going to be. But like, this was so wild because everybody there too, right, is like kind of on the team of like, Team Ariana through this whole thing. And this is the first time we're really hearing from Raquel. So it was like loud and boisterous and like something that's happened. People were like, boo, you know, or just like cheering, clapping. Like it literally was like watching a sporting event. It was wild. Yeah, the menu comes out, right? We've got a server the whole time, like who's just like filling me with pumptinis. Did I need the fourth? I didn't even need the second. Okay. So they gave us like an amuse-bouche. It's like a little goat cheese ball.
Sure.
We get that. We had a little Jem Caesar salad. Yum. We had a rigatoni meat sauce. Like, and then it was all, you guys, all delicious. All delicious. And then like a little
tart. That was the four pumptinis.
Yeah. The four pumptinis were definitely delicious. And everything else tastes good after that too, you know? Literally after, I was like, I got to go home and watch this again.
Completely.
You know, but it was so fun. And so then, you know, after everyone's just like having a good time, there were so many people.
So what were people's reactions with the quote unquote big reveal, which we called that?
everyone was kind of like, oh.
Like, so.
I think just because it had clear, been so was, built up.
Was the big reveal that she slept at their house while at the funeral?
I think it was that. I think it was kind of like, I mean, my the big reveal for me, truthfully, and I think we'll get to it, was how manipulated she was. Now, she still did a wrong thing. That was very bad. She did the, she had the affair, whatever. But watching, I'm like, this mother effer. I felt bad for her.
I was like, guys,
everyone's going to hate me. I actually kind of feel bad for her. And then people were like, kind of, but she's like still awful, right? I'm like, totally. The situation is bad, but like, you know, but then you're also like, I got to keep like my like controversial opinions to myself. I'm nervous. So then though, because then I was with the juror and she's like, let's have shots. And I'm like, definitely need that. Let's do it. And then she orders vodka shots. Which,
orders vodka shots?
But it's okay because I poured the rest of my pumptini.
Why?
How did you feel today? How did you feel this morning?
I definitely had a Coke Zero when I woke up.
Sure, sure.
But mind you, I was home by 10:30.
Yeah, so that helps.
You know, but
chugging water.
But so okay. So you know, we're like going around and I'm talking to people because you're like, yeah, I want to know what people are people's reactions to. I think everyone was underwhelmed with the big reveal, but still, the episode like electric. You know, this whole season has been wild. So then, like, we're like getting ready to leave, and I get a tap on the shoulder and like, hey. Can you come over and do some interviews? I'm like, who? Me? Like,
you're like, for what?
Literally, I think you guys, I don't know if you have seen, have you seen that Dancing Queens one where it's like shows a couple of people that it's like their reaction to Dancing Queens, oh, like the premiere yes. episode? Kind of am afraid that it might be like that. You guys, after a few pumptinis, I had some opinions.
Right. So what were the questions they asked you?
So they're like, what did you think? I'm like, this is controversial. I feel bad for Raquel.
No, I like, honestly, I talked to my sister this morning and I was like, there was something about it. Like they reamed her and she couldn't really say much besides apologize. And like, it just got really nasty.
Yeah.
It felt like bullying.
Totally. And I think, you know, and we'll
like,
get
it
there.
Just kind of like wouldn't stop.
And I was like, exactly. That's why. And they're like, how come weird. She's not crying? And I'm like, I don't know. If like, do they want her to break? Like, what's the outcome that they want from this? Because honestly, like, if I were her too, we'll get there. But so then too, they ask Mary, and I was like, someone take the mic away from me. Someone take the mic away from me. And they're like, so will we see you at BravoCon?
You said.
I said, I don't know. Will we? She's like, what? And I was like, I mean, Mary and I could definitely host a March Madness panel, give us all the hottest Bravo loves. We'll be there. And I just look straight at the camera and I hold my hand up in the phone position. I go, call me.
You guys.
And then were they like,
talking?
Were they like, thank you. And we'll take your mic now.
You know, they were like funny though, because they're like, okay, tell me like, how did you feel about this season? Like, what is it better than, you know, is it better than like chocolate? Is it better than your life? And I go on the mic and I go, I'm gonna be honest, this is a television show and nothing is better than my life. It's really great. And I'm like, get me away from this place. I am so embarrassed. Like, this is, you guys, if this, I go, where's this going? They're like, we have a few things it's going to. I'm like, oh God.
They'll probably take like one snippet.
I hope they take none, unless it's the call me for BravoCon so that they'll send us to BravoCon. But they were so lovely. They were so nice. At that point, I took myself away from the event. I said, sure. I must go. I have reached the limit and embarrassed the hell out of myself.
Sounds like a great time.
And then as I walked home, I said, I need to stop in this bar.
Oh, where'd you go next, Abby?
No, there's this new place called Drake's and it's on Melrose. And I've been watching it like be built. So I'm like, oh, it looks open. So I go to the doorman. I'm like, oh, is it open now? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, could I just like go inside to see what it looks like? Like, I'm just so curious what it looks like. And he's like, yeah, sure. Like, let me show you. I'm like, oh my God, that's so nice. Thank you. And then he like opens the door. He's like, actually, like there's two seats at the bar. If you guys want to go to the bar and have a drink, I go, I definitely need another. Send me to the bar. You guys, I didn't need the other.
What'd you get next?
So then I was like, well, I was like, should I do a martini? And it was like, absolutely not. I'm like, so fair. I'll just do a glass of red wine. I didn't even end up finishing it, but I wanted to see what the vibe is. Kind of like this like old school Hollywood vibe. Like they've got like the drawings on the on the wall. You know, it had like the big booths and then like a center bar. It was cute. It was nice. Okay, okay. It was also like $50 for two glasses of wine.
Sounds
that's showbiz, baby. But it was so fun. So Bravo, NBC, thank you guys so much if you're listening to this. Like, I had such a fun time. Like, I...
Was there, like, a dessert?
Yeah, it was a little tart.
Ugh, I love that.
It was delish.
I missed out. I missed out.
I really do wish that you were able to come, because you would have... I mean, you would have thrived. You know, you love that. But it was also a busy week for you. We have the Bachelorette. Things are gonna, you know, it's gonna
I'm officially Summer Mary.
Official... Bury the lead! Welcome!
This is Summer Mary from the Bay, and I'm going to be reporting to Puerto Vallarta.
Well, shall we take like a quick break and then come back and we can talk the finale?
Yes.
Okay.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they have, starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer.
It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy.
Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Okay, and we are back. Before we get into Vanderpump, is there anything that you want to close out on Summer House?
Okay, I feel like Andy was really trying to get these girls to, you know, mend a friendship.
I think
I also feel like he was like honestly, like, ladies, if you don't, like, this is going to be a true problem. Like,
that's what I think too.
Trying to lead you to a good place because you want to keep this show going. You have to work it out to 100% keep this show
Mary.
Going.
100%. I was like,
he would not let up.
I think what annoys me about the whole situation though is like, it was kind of like, he was also like looking at Lindsay, like, don't you see, like, Danielle has feelings, but like Lindsay wasn't allowed to have feelings. And I think it's also, but I also was like, is Andy saying that to Lindsay? Because he knows like Lindsay will acquiesce. She knows this is a business. She knows she's on a reality show. So she'll figure out however she needs to in order to like get to the next season. But it just felt.
He was definitely Team Danielle. I can say that much. I like that they went to dinner after.
I was like, oh my God, Carl's just, I just love Carl so much. And I literally, he's such a, as the Kyle said, he's Carl, a new man.
The Kyle Carl moment, I was crying.
I'm still so mad at Kyle though.
And what was really interesting was like, obviously Kyle and Amanda had had a game plan before. They all do. Everybody preps for the reunion. They know what the hot subject, like subject matter is going to be. But when Amanda's like, I know it wasn't Lindsay, because Amanda's like, stop it, Kyle. Like, right, again, right. And Kyle kept being like, and then it got worse. And Amanda's like, no, it didn't. Like, Kyle, shut up. And I just felt, I thought what Andy said about his sober friends and like right. the way, the grief that they take have, on,
like,
and like how.
And like their worst critics and the.
And I just shame wanted that they carry to around. Hug Carl so much, because he really is such a different person, and he's really doing the work to better himself. And like, what makes me mad about the whole thing is like, all these people are so supportive of Carl. They obviously hate Lindsay. Carl is collateral to Lindsay, right? But it's like, if you see Carl, who's clearly has struggled, is trying to do better, like, is such a people pleaser. He's like literally like going off stage because he's so upset that Danielle, who still feels entitled to this engagement and says, oh, you don't give a shit about me, that he like literally is like, I feel bad, okay? I'm sorry, okay? Like, it's like, you should want these things for Carl, regardless if it's Lindsay or not.
No, I just think that the girls need to figure out a way to work it out. Lindsay is just going to have to get over the fact that Danielle went to 5 too many people at her engagement party asking about it. And she's just got to, it's really Lindsay has to move forward. It seems like Danielle is ready to have her friend back in some capacity, but it's Lindsay that has to move forward. Well, so she's holding the grudge.
I don't think it's Lindsay holding the grudge, but I just think people like,
she ruined my engagement.
Like, I feel like for Carl, like, okay, because I want to talk about the Robert thing too, because I thought it was really interesting that Kyle called Robert for gossip. Robert called Carl to basically apologize. Yeah. And yet Danielle was more upset with Carl as opposed to like Kyle, who's literally like, yeah, so I called him to ask about your relationship. And he said, you guys were like, fine. And, you know, and I was basically trying to like get gossip for the reunion. Like, I mean,
he got lover boy into the restaurant he works at, and they've never been there before. That's what their business deal was.
Oh, interesting.
If you watched Instagram stories, you'd know that.
Well, no, that's what I have you for.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that was really like interesting. That Kyle's big thing was that he got into the restaurant that he works at. And that
Aspen
was like
Aspen Lodge or the one in the Hamptons.
The one in the Hamptons.
Okay.
And he was like so excited about it. He like thanked Robert on social media about it. It's like a big deal for them.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It felt to me.
Also,
it was like,
if I'm going to a restaurant, I'm not getting a canned cocktail.
No.
Like, make it. That's why I'm at a restaurant.
I wonder if the restaurant is one of those restaurants that turns into like a clubby kind of lounge thing after. And then you can bring in like the buckets of ice with like drinks and stuff in it. That's kind of like, I've never been to the Hamptons, but I feel like that's what like all these places kind of are. Based on no evidence, just one time I saw a show that was a dinner place that turned into a restaurant or it turned into a club. So I just assumed
they're
all like that. I guess for like the reunion for me was very much like Carl and Lindsay were damned if they do, damned if they don't. Like, I think that they are the most like, regardless if you like them or not. OK, I know a lot of people are like anti Lindsay, but I think when it comes to them, she's so polarizing that she really like anything she does when they're like, okay, so you talked. So Robert called Carl to basically apologize. Somehow this is Lindsay's fault. And like they never reached out to Danielle with the breakup. Right. But then, you know, if they had reached out to Danielle about the breakup, you know that they would have been like, oh, Lindsay's just doing that because she's fake.
Well, it's also just very interesting because they basically said, like, you are really mad too, because all of this came from Paige and you can't stand Paige. And the fact that Danielle, like, went behind your back to tell someone you hated it makes it worse.
Yeah.
And then also, but it's also
love when Danielle got caught. She's like, yeah, thanks for throwing me under the bus, Paige. Don't do that shit again. And I was like, this is who they are, Danielle. You're not their friend.
It's also interesting because obviously cameras are down and they've been going to workout classes together. It's been like Gabby, it's been Sam. I think Sam leads the classes. And yeah, then
they did like the Rumble class for her birthday.
But she seems to be like leading some classes, like a fitness instructor.
Oh, you think Sam's a fitness instructor?
She was leading the classes. Yeah, she had the microphone.
Oh, I thought it was like her birthday thing and she just goes often. So they let her, or it was like one of those charity things. Cause I feel like Lindsay's been doing those a bunch too, but maybe, I mean, Sam would be a great fitness instructor actually.
But it's that side of the couch is all there. Mm-hmm. So they're hanging out in real life. I don't know about the other side of the couch.
The other side is because there's a TikTok of the four of them. It's actually kind of cracks me up when they're like, oh, hey, can I be mean for a second? It's Amanda right. Page. But I also thought it was like funny too, because that's at one point they did a lunch break and Kyle's like with all the girls. And yeah. Kyle understands too, because he's like, yeah, you know, we've really got to figure out how to move on. Like I can tell it's like, It's like a game of survivor.
It's like, how far are you going to take this? We have to get the cameras rolling.
Someone has to budge at some point.
We have to have fun.
This is a game of chicken. Someone's got to turn their car the other way. We cannot keep driving at each other. I hope that there's a way, because I think that there's going to be like, they need to figure out how, because I'm going to tell you, Lindsay and Carl are not going anywhere because Bravo is invested in them as a couple. They will be back unless Lindsay and Carl decide they don't want to come back. But of course they want to come back. Carl even said in a break, like, I want one more summer.
I don't even think that we'll see their wedding.
I think we'll have a one episode.
I don't think we'll see it. I don't know.
I think, oh, I definitely think we're like, going to see it because I think other be like Bravo
too
loves
far out.
No, but Mary, we don't even see these episodes until March. They're just going to tack it on to the end of the season.
Just do one film in Mexico.
Yeah.
100%. What other Bravo Labs will be invited?
Yeah. Sheena's going. Like, I think there's no way the cameras aren't there for this.
You think Sheena's for sure going? I think they're getting married at the same place.
Maybe. I don't know. But I think it behooves everybody.
Guys, let's go. It's in November, Mexico. We'll go to the Dreams. It's the Dreams Resort, right?
And you're literally making this up. That's just where Sheena got married. You think they would do the same place.
I think so.
Okay.
They know how to film it. They know how to film it.
I just don't think that they would do the same venue that Sheena had her second wedding at.
I do.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. Either way, I'm glad this season of Summer House is done.
Good reunion, though. That was actually probably one of my favorite reunions of all time. I feel like we really got like the Kyle Carl moment and the tears. That really got me.
I think we let Maya off the hook a little bit with
why you
want
to
stuff.
Know more about the 11 people.
Well, I'm like, how come we didn't ask her? Like, why did you cover your mic? Like, how come you don't feel the need to like kind of share these things? I don't know. And then how come we got a preview last week of Lindsay saying, Sierra, you texted Corey when you knew he was with Sam. And now we don't even get any of that. That wasn't even featured in this episode.
Wait, say that again.
In the preview after last week's first part, they mm-hmm. show Lindsay saying, Sierra, you texted Corey when you knew he was with Sam to ask him to hang out with you.
Oh, I didn't see
that. Wasn't even in the episode.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of like, what's going on?
I hope Sierra next season has a guy.
I really, guys, and I know I don't mean to say it, but I really think if you... And I don't, I want her to go to Southern Charm. I just think if you took Paige out of the dynamic, things would be so different.
I mean, they have a pretty big following.
I'm saying put her on Southern Charm as like a regular on Southern Charm, because she's also said too, like Craig's not going to move to New York.
She's not ready for that yet.
I know. I just think that there's, or Craig or Lindsay and Paige need to put their differences aside and they need to team up and be a team and be together.
I'm going to say something mean.
Okay, here it comes.
I think that Paige is going to break up with Craig before the holidays.
Okay, how come?
Just my guess. Just
a gut feeling.
I think she loves him and adores him, but she doesn't think he's going to be her husband. Well, and she likes the relationship the way that it is, and that, you know, she's going to maybe have him this summer, and then she's just going to be like, I don't think you're my guy.
They were doing press for something today. And like, I think it was like
ET. Canada, ET so, yeah.
And it was like the royal couple's here. And I'm like, where?
If they want to be together, be together.
I agree. No, I'm making a joke because I feel like they're like third on the list of like the Summer House couples.
Yeah.
I'd say it's like Carl, Lindsay, Kyle, Amanda, then Craig and Paige.
Yeah.
You sure. know, I just feel the dynamic has to change because you can't not talk. Like, I think they also need to break the fourth wall next season, because if a lot of it is what's happening in the blog post or what's happening with interviews and blah, 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 we need that.
Yeah. Let's get to the city. Let's get into the city, people.
Bring them to the city. I think they're going to change it. Take them out of the Hamptons. Nobody cares.
Wait,
you're not giving us Hampton's life out there because all we're seeing is like Barry's classes and like the inside of the front door.
Right. And Amazon packages.
Right.
Let's talk about Lisa Vanderpump's new show hitting Hulu.
Vanderpump Villa. So it sounds like it's below deck in Lisa's French villa.
Okay.
Does she I hope it's more trashy, like Lohan Beach Club.
Like she has restaurants there?
It's like, no. It's her house. It's like the house staff.
Oh, people that work at Sir now?
No, nobody at Sir. She has a villa in France.
Okay.
With a staff there, and it's about the staff of the villa.
Oh, she's going to go visit?
I don't know if it's her. She'll have rotating guests there.
For I understand.
Like
an air,
okay. It's literally like below deck, but in a villa instead.
I understand.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll watch. Because I'm a trash human and a trash one.
How is Lisa going to be a part of this?
Oh, I've got to rule for you. I'm Lisa Vanderpump and I've got rules. I'm sorry for that accent. I apologize. That is so embarrassing. Let's just get into the finale. Here's what also like bothered me about Lisa in the finale too. Lisa's like the grandma that's like, wait, who did what?
The Halloween costume thing.
No, like everything. She's like, you dress, huh? Like everything was her playing catch up of like trying to figure out what was going on. I was like, do your homework.
Like the Halloween costume thing.
Yes. You dressed up as who?
Or what? How would you do that? Why would you do that?
When they're like, how is Vanderpump Vegas? She's like, it's fantastic.
I know. She's one of the most beautiful restaurants in the world.
Elaine Vanderpump. Look at the fixtures. Oh my God.
I mean, these are honest. That is a perfect location for that type of restaurant.
I agree. I think, you know, we've got Vanderpump Villa. I think we could do a Vegas spinoff. Do you want Oliver to be the Peter?
Okay. That's fine.
I just feel, you know, give us more.
I'm totally.
And listen, you know, a season one is the cheapest to pay for because cast members don't get paid shit for a season one.
Very true. Okay? Very true.
So if it doesn't work out, fire them. Go to the next place next door. There's like three Vanderpump restaurants out there.
There is?
Remember, there's Vanderpump Paris that's like opening. There was the one that's in Planet Hollywood, unless that's the same one. There's the one, remember, we ran over to in Caesars.
Oh, I thought those were all the same.
No, there's definitely two.
Okay.
The one that we had gone to. Well, we couldn't get in. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about what you kind of were mentioning before about the bullying and
made me feel like yucky, and I was like, no one's there to help her. Like
Tom trying to help her. Like I texted you. I was like, what's really annoying is like Lala is really capitalizing this, and I didn't actually mind when Vanderpump said this is making you a bitter person.
I didn't mind
when she said that because I'm like, you've taken this whole thing, and now look. Do I think that Raquel deserves some of like the browbeating that's coming through this? Yes, from Ariana. The one it affected, right?
Yeah.
Sheena, sure, because that was affected. And then, you know, if people want to come in calmly and say, let me tell you why you were wrong, then I'll listen. But like Lala continually getting up and like even at one point Sandoval was trying to defend and she said, you better shut up. You better shut the fuck up right now. You don't get to say shit. And he's like, you don't get to talk. Like, of course, he doesn't handle anything correctly. But I was like, I actually wanted to hear how he was going to defend Raquel here. Like, if they're so in love, let us see him defend her.
He really didn't. He left her high and dry. She was completely emotionless. I feel like this really was her final pageant. She had rehearsed all the questions. She had all her answers ready. And I think she did a good job in terms of like,
I agree.
Apologizing.
Accountability.
Saying she kept, you know, just reiterating like, I've done a horrible thing. I was selfish. I own what I did. I'm super embarrassed. I'm not proud of myself. You know,
I still want to clarify, we're not Team Raquel here. We are not Team Raquel. We're just objectively looking at this.
It's almost
right
like, I feel like in her mind, she was like, well, you know, I took on a new personality and I changed and I stopped pleasing people and I started pleasing myself and it just kind
or
of-
Or my man.
Led,
did you hear what Ariana shouted just, that? You pleased like, my man.
Right. Like led me down this wrong path. And I didn't even quite realize how catastrophic this would be.
Because and then even at Tom one was,
point though, She gets so low that she suggests a throuple. That to me was the most shocking thing. It sounds like she went to Tom and said, like, I really love Ariana too. She's my best friend. Like, can I kind of just like be in with you guys? Like, but it's sad. Like, she's clearly not thinking clearly. Oh,
she's DNS. I'm sorry. She is DNS. Oh. Dumb and stupid. You guys. Okay. So I watched The Idol this past week, you know, with the weekend, the Idol on HBO. And I was like, okay, right now, Raquel is Lily Rose Depp.
I don't know.
Tom Sandoval is The Weeknd, but instead of having a rat tail in The Idol, he has a mustache. And he's basically convincing this girl to like follow him to the depths, right? Like, we didn't get like that much into it, but you know what the Idol is like kind of about. And all I'm thinking is the amount of stuff he fed her, like, I just know he basically told her, this is going to blow over. Don't worry. I've done this before. Ariana and I are basically roommates. We don't love each other. Because when they ask her too, like, you know, she's like, I was trying to figure out like what your relationship was. And she's like, it doesn't matter. You're already fucking him. And I'm like, I think in her head, though, she's thinking like, yeah, I'm fucking him because he's telling me that we are going to be together and that you don't even like him anymore. You don't want to be with him. And then I'm hearing you guys are intimate because you complimented him on his fashion.
She was definitely fed a completely different story.
Yeah.
And also, like, I will say Ariana sounded polished. Like, she's selfish, doesn't cover it. Diabolical, demented, disgusting, subhuman. Get a better fucking vocabulary. Like, I appreciated that line.
Yes.
The fuck yourself with the cheese grater.
Appreciate that really got that. A chuckle out of me. Okay. I was like, I'm waiting for the cheese. Like, did you see too? Cause now she has a Duracell ad. Yes. And yes. I was like, that was cracking me up. I'm like, okay, now I'm waiting for like the sponsored cheese graters.
And like her
you
saying
see the shirt she also came out with. They came out with yesterday too.
Yes.
Because fucking Tom, that little shit.
And like her being like, I wish the worst on you. Like, these are okay things to say. I feel like.
I actually think if it was only Ariana going. Who had said, I feel like if it was only her that said something, it would have been, because you have to remember too, we have to also look at this little lenses. This is 3 weeks fresh. Raquel and Ariana have not talked to each other, have not seen. So she's been bottling all of this up too, because she's probably thinking like, I don't even know how I'm going to feel when I see her. Like, Tom is in the house with me and he's still this, but like he goes away and he goes to her and I can't see what's going on. I'm just getting infuriated more and more. So like from a 3 week lens, I'm like, if it was just her, but between like James also and Lala, I was
Lala
like,
said way too much.
Too much.
And then I also feel like the editors did a really good job, because it's like, Lala, don't pretend like you weren't a mistress. And like, they just go flashback after flashback, like debunking her, basically.
Well,
you know,
I thought what she was trying to say, though, was she's saying, I was the mistress, aka like people gave me this title without me knowing what was going on. And I thought she would. And then I think Raquel didn't compute it correctly either, where she was like, no, you did say you're a mistress. And I think she was saying like, yeah, no, I was called a home wrecking whore. I was called a mistress. I'm not a mistress. Just like I didn't think you were a mistress to Oliver. Like, I think she was just saying that title was given to her, not that she was it.
But then they go to the flashbacks and it's like.
But that's what she was saying in the flashback, I thought.
No, I feel like in the flashbacks, it was like her lying about her relationship with Randall because she was the mistress. And now her new narrative is like, I was conned.
But also, here's why what also bothered me about Lala, too, because I'm like, OK, Lala, you know, if that's the story you're sticking with Randall. You want to say that's your story. You were conned. You were fed one thing. You were fed this entire thing.
He bullshitted you.
Then you should actually
that.
Kind of know that Raquel might be in a similar position with Tom, because you're saying the same thing. Again, Raquel fucked up. What she did is disgusting and she should not have done. But if you're saying that this is a similar situation, you're being fed lie after lie after lie. Why couldn't that be the same with her?
Right. No, it's
granted. It's still her best friend and that's fucked up. But
right.
You know. Just throw
it. Well, no. And she's like Raquel's like, a lot of people make mistakes. And, you know, I can say that about a lot of people in this room. And I just think that Lala resented me because she loved the attention from James and she wasn't getting it anymore when I was in the picture, which I actually think is totally true.
I agree too. And she's a sweetie. I hate that. Is like my pet peeve is when someone says like, sweetheart, honey, when it's being patronizing.
Yeah.
when she's like, you need to get mentally evaluated. And then Raquel's like, I am.
I know. And that was just like, then I was like, now I'm feeling,
I
think now this is when I started feeling uncomfortable. Cause they're like, you're a fucking psychopath. And it's like, she's genuinely getting evaluated. Like she's still in a mental facility. And just then I think this was the turning point for me because I'm like, this is scary. Cause she could feel like she could never get out of this and do something bad. That like now I started feeling really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This is her actual life.
Let's take a quick break because I'm afraid that people are also yelling at us right now. Okay. So maybe we can quell them with just a quick break. We're sorry. Okay. This is how we feel.
Okay. Then we.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Then, okay, then also.
Please don't hate us, guys, if you don't agree with this. But we're trying to be, we know we're too judgy girls. We're trying to be too compassionate girls, too, and just understand, okay?
Katie's one line of the night. She's a cunt and you're a drunk. Referring to Raquel and Schwartzy.
Here's what's wild to me, though, because obviously we find out that they've been hooking up in Mexico this whole time. And I'm like, okay, this is... I wonder once Schwartz watched that back, if he was like, what the fuck? Because then at this point, it's actually weird that they're fucking in Mexico and she's making out with me. And like, then I'm really...
But that was all... Don't you think that was completely purposeful?
Like, I don't think he knew. No, because I think he really found out about a one night stand later. I think Tom Sandoval and Raquel or whatever it was, I don't think that Schwartz was involved in that, to be honest. I want to give Schwartz the benefit of the doubt. Am I giving him too much credit?
I feel like it was like, take off the heat. Get the heat off me.
I didn't think because they were like, fucking. But then remember that one scene where Schwartz goes into the bedroom and it's like 4 p.m. or whatever and Tom's sleeping still?
Yes.
And he's like, you got to get up. Here's a jalapeno margarita or whatever.
I just feel like he was also so fucked up that he probably told him. They have such an alliance with one another. That he was like,
but for him to make out with him, like, that's fucking If that's the truth, that's sick.
I wouldn't put it past them.
That is that is gross. I would hope not, but. Yeah. And then I thought too, I'm like, here's why I also kind of feel bad for Raquel. Ever since all this has happened, like you said, she's still in a mental facility. Tom clearly doesn't give two shits. He's still out there. He's touring. He's going places. He's almost missing flights on Southwest. That man is going around, right? Raquel really is in hiding, meaning that I thought when we went back to her interview or whatever, I was like, I actually think she's literally like, what the fuck did I do? But it also has like this Stockholm syndrome with Tom. Like she's sending a postcard. She's sending a letter. Then I thought maybe she's not even sending the letter and Tom's sending the letters home pretending it's from Raquel.
That would be like next level.
Give me some DNA. I want some DNA evidence that this comes from Raquel.
I think the saddest part in the interview was like, she's like, well, I want to tell the truth, but like right now I have no one in the whole world and he's the only person and he doesn't want me to tell it. So what am I supposed to do? Like, I want to tell you guys everything and I want to like not live this lie anymore, but I only have one person on my side right now and he doesn't want me to do that.
And when she started crying, being like, I don't want to be deceitful. And I thought she really was fed a different story. Again, she fucked up. She should not have done what she did. But I just am so curious because it's like, then you see the real Tom too, right? Because they're also talking about, you know, they're talking about who else has Tom slept with. And he's like, I haven't slept with anybody else. They're like, what about the Chicago girl? What about the girl after? And then Ariana's like, wait, if we want to talk about who else Tom has slept with while he was sleeping with Raquel, it was me. I was sleeping with him. And he's like, yeah, and she kept her t-shirt on. It was sick. That motherfucker.
That was a line that he'll never live down.
How fucking dare you? I mean, I thought with like the IUD thing the last week, okay, wow, he said that out loud. But this, how fucking dare you? What is it? Ariana's just a dick garage for you?
Ew.
You fucking piece of shit.
So bad.
He's not a worm with his mustache. He's a snake with a mustache.
Yes. That's better. I like that.
Yes.
Well, even like, okay, when we're going back to the Raquel 6 days later. Mm-hmm. What about when they were like, so did you go to St. Louis? And she's like, I don't recall. I was like, God. Oh, my God.
And he's like, watch how easily she could be manipulated while you just watch this 5-minute interview and you're watching this producer manipulate her into telling. Like, what's ripping off the bandaid? What's one more secret? And she's like, I know. And you can tell when he's like rewarding her good behavior of telling the truth. It's like, this girl is so DNS.
I know. And then she's like, I feel so isolated and Tom is the one person I have and I can't betray him. Like, and the producer keeps baiting her.
And she's like, tell me the timeline. Because I'm like, okay, you're telling me the second time you guys slept together was Mexico. I don't fucking believe that for
a second. It's like Mondrain night.
No, that was after though, wasn't it?
Because no, it's like, isn't it like, no, they go to Havasu and then that's like the Mondrain night. It was like supposedly the first time. Okay. And then they go to Mexico. So then a couple times in Mexico, and then it probably just started.
I think it's still, I still think the timeline is sus, and I think it's before still. I think she hasn't told like the full truth. It's like, Andy like, and a camera.
This kills my soul. I'm so sick of lying. I hate being deceitful. It's so horrible. And then I think she's also like, well, Tom like wanted us to lie about the timeline because he didn't want to hurt her and this was going to hurt her less. And we were trying to figure out if this was really going to work out. I mean, that's the thing. She
keeps calling it a process too. This whole thing has been a process. I'm like,
okay, let's talk about also like Ariana's like, well, I think this all started because the open relationship rumor, because Raquel said after Coachella that Tom made a comment about the open relationship and that she would rather.
Like, no, I didn't. I didn't say that. No, I didn't.
Hook up with Ariana than him. So it's almost like they started the rumor themselves about.
Yeah, themselves. I'm 100% believe that Tom Sandoval started the open relationship rumor. Yeah. Because he wanted to be like,
I did always wonder how she got to Tucson and she drove. That was like a mystery solved for me.
Figure out if she flew or drove.
So I was like, I was like, nobody got footage of her on that plane.
She didn't call TMZ herself.
No.
Yeah. But they've hung out. They've been hanging out. Tom kept focusing on one time too. It was one time. And it's like,
And James called that out.
James, like, you keep one saying time that? I asked. Yeah, like one time, one time. Like,
wait, is he saying one time about this whole time during the 7 months, or are you saying it was one time in August and then when he started to fail, as Schwartz said, L-O-V, that was in January?
Right.
He's like, you started throwing out the L-O-V word, L-O-V-E. And I'm like, Schwartz.
No.
And the only time I was actually like team Schwartz here was when Tom Sandoval made that disgusting comment and Schwartz put his head down like, fuck, I can't get up. Like, fuck.
And like it felt like her excuse just kept on being like, well, this was just like me living in the moment. I used to be such a people pleaser and I was just taking care of myself. And we really had a connection.
We weren't using logic.
I felt seen feeling and heard by him. And that the things I told him, I never told Ariana. Like,
okay, but one moment that really, really made me laugh out loud
was,
so James tells Raquel Allie's an upgrade. And then after Raquel's done, she goes to the dressing room and she goes, you know how James said that Allie's an upgrade? He's not wrong. And it was like this moment of like brevity and like, oh my God, because it felt like everybody was just on pins and needles and holding their breath the whole time that she did that. And it was like the air being let out of a balloon of like, oh my God, a moment to laugh. Like, this has been so rough for everyone where she's just laughing, like, you know, like they're like, they can't be mad at us forever. And she's like, I think they could.
Well, because it just kept on going. It was like, you are the lowest. You are lower than the lowest of low people. You are a fucking psychopath and terrifying as a person. You are a dementor. I know you like Harry Potter and I hope Charlotte haunts you. I was like, okay, I you can have all those feelings. Okay.
Again, that's what I'm going to say. If it was just Ariana, I would say what you need to, because you haven't seen her. That was talked to her.
You are ugly, hideous, and rotten on the inside like a moldy piece of fruit. It's like, okay, we're going to keep going. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You are nothing. Let that sink in. You've never had an original thought of your own. I was like, okay.
This is fine for me. This is fine for me. And I think if it just came from her, this was fine for me. It was just everything else where I'm like, this is a pile. And it just is like weird because she can't defend herself. You're not letting Tom talk either. It's just like too, like, it's weird. Like, again, I think everyone's so raw. It's 3 weeks or whatever. But I'm like, Lala, like when Lala's like, someone I care for, I love immensely. And even when Tom Sandoval was like, Lala, you do not love Ariana. Like, come on. Like, you guys literally like fight all the time, you know? And then she's like, I love her so much. I ate her cookie in the back seat of your car. And I was like, oh, we're bringing back this up again. Okay. Like,
always has to make it about herself.
Yeah, I think that's what bothers me is it's like she's relating so much to this where it's also like glass houses. Yeah. Again, I know it wasn't your best friend, but you would think that if you're reflecting on a situation you're in, why couldn't that be happening elsewhere? And you know what? Unless like, and I'm sure they all talked before and Ariana kind of said, you say your piece because I might break. And if that's like, if that makes you feel better and you think the point gets across, I think if Lala had handled it more calmly, I would have been more on board with it. But her continually getting up, putting her finger out, it's like, okay, Tupac reincarnated, you know?
And it was so weird that Tom's family knew. And that also we know Ariana's never heard from his side, his parents.
Bizarre. What stories is he telling them, though, too? I don't doubt. Like, I just don't doubt what he says is like, oh, man, like, no, we're basically broken up. We've talked about it, but we're just not talking about it because, like, and who knows? You think they had, like, a relationship, too, where they, like, texted? I don't know. Like, how close was she to it? I'm so curious about it all.
I know. And then, oh my God, when Ariana starts crying and she's like, I lost 8 pounds. Like, I literally couldn't do anything. I needed to be babysat. Someone had to stay with me every night. And I cannot think of two worse people in the world. I don't deserve this shit. This is gross. And then I like when she was like, when will this click? Like, this is so awful. Like, you need to abort this. It was almost like she was giving them advice, like, look at yourselves. Like, you're going to continue this. Like, you guys look disgusting. You're despicable. I liked that.
Yeah. Well, and I thought too, and then I found it very interesting too, because obviously it's like the whole time, right? Sandoval wants to open up crying, like, hey, thank you guys for being nice, Ariana, you know, in part one. It's like, shut up, Sandoval, which I like laughed at that. But then it's like, Lisa literally goes in there and she's like, first off, coaching him because she's like, you motherfucker, you're ruining my business of TomTom, you asshole. Right. But also she's like, okay, so basically I'm like, she's like, you haven't apologized at all. Like you're not, like he keeps saying he's taking accountability. I'm like, you're taking zero accountability. But she's kind of like, you need to go out there and like, regardless of what you've said behind, I think she's kind of saying, regardless of what you said behind closed doors, maybe you've apologized to Ariana closed doors. I don't know, but you need to go out there and like break.
Yeah.
You know, which it felt like a little ploy where I'm like, oh, but I honestly, you guys, maybe it was the pumptinis. I thought they were real tears. I was like, I think I like the girl next to me. I've never met her. And I just look at her and go, I think those are real tears. Yeah. She's like, okay. But I was like, I almost felt that it was like at that point where he realized like, wow. Like, I don't think him being like, I'll always cheer you on from afar. I'm like, you couldn't cheer on while you're right next to her when she got a cocktail booking. So why not me? So no, I don't believe that. But I felt like it was almost like where he was like, this is not going my way at all. This is very bad for me.
I mean, he's like, people think we're like the evilest in the world. I'm not a serial killer, man.
Which also, guys, is true. Like, Jen Shah literally stole from the elderly.
Right. Also, just Sheena watching with her bag of chips just had me giggling.
Sheena is still so Sheena. When Allie was like, oh my God, you're the pizza girl from Jones Road. She's like, oh my God, your age group finding this out is so funny. And then when she was like, when she came back out on stage, she said, I don't know if you guys are going to see any of my reactions on the cut, but I was like, ah, I was like yelling at the TV. Like, it's still so Sheena.
I know.
She really, really cracked me up.
But that's the thing. It's like Ariana should never have to be in a room with him ever again. And I'm so happy.
You see, she's on Glamour magazine. She's the cover girl this month.
Glamour magazine, Duracell batteries, the razors, cheese graters are must. That's next stop. I mean, I heard she's made like $1 million from this. Deserves every single penny.
Glamour magazine is also the one that wrote the article about why Tom Sandoval ruined white nail polish and he went off on, right? So like that's like even like funnier to me, the fact that it's like there's the knife and then twist it just a little bit more.
I mean, I'm proud of her for like saying what she wanted to say. 100. I didn't need to hear kept James her composure Zavala on the side.
Yeah.
Poo-poo house, poopy head.
Okay, here's what's funny. The trailer was like fire to me. When that trailer came out, I was like, oh man, because you know we're all waiting for this, right? Yeah. Then like then when it all started like kind of coming out, like the one with when he did like the poo-poo head thing, I was like, actually this is very annoying. Even when he was like, Tom was talking, he's like la 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 la, like sticking his fingers in. I'm like, can we, I get it, we hate Tom Sandoval,
but it was like too much with all of them.
Yeah it just was like they had made some good points in part one and two, and then this one just was like,
I mean, the Raquel sit down, I would want to watch the entire interview.
Give us the footage.
Yeah, that's something I'd be interested in.
I would love. Okay, I mean,
she here's was, the thing. Like, she literally, you guys, she thought she could like have a throuple with them and was into it.
She like literally really thought she loves this man. She loves this man. He like, yeah, he loves her. Like the way he said, I was like, okay. Like when Ariana was like, Grody.
I think she'll like literally stay in Tucson the rest of her life.
No.
Yeah. No, she's not coming back to LA.
I think she's going to come back.
I don't. No way.
I wasn't thinking.
I don't think her family will let her.
But then after, she's a grown woman. So she.
I don't
think. You think they threw away the key and locked her in the basement? She's Rapunzel? I'm going to grow her hair back out?
I think she's going to stay in Tucson.
I think. Something that worries me about these kind of situations, and I know, gross, I'm sorry that I'm again being compassionate, it's a disgusting habit of mine sometimes, but I really worry about like the mental health, because she like, you know, like Tom, I feel like Tom is still doing the dumb shit he's doing, but yes, he didn't. He's not a serial killer. He didn't murder anyone, but he's also being out there and putting himself out there where it's like, why don't you take a beat.
He can't. He's thriving in this moment. He's still hooking up with chicks. He's left Raquel in the dust in rehab in Tucson. It's so sad. It's sick. He's disgusting. He's the real villain. He's diabolical. He's demented. He's disgusting. He is subhuman. I feel bad for her.
Also, someone had that on a shirt yesterday, by the way. It was so good. So good. People are just, I just, I love Bravo fans. It was, this was an amazing season.
I literally texted Courtney and said, I don't even think we need to watch Vanderpump Rules this season.
You literally said, nobody even watches Vanderpump Rules. Literally everyone watches it. And then it came out and I said, well, aren't you glad we're watching it?
Fantastic, as Lisa Vanderpump would say.
This was, I mean, I feel like our time is coming to an end with Vanderpump.
What's the secrets revealed? Give us the uncut footage. We would take anything. You want to put it on Peacock? Okay. I'm subscribing.
Courtney's got my site.
I don't know if you noticed, Mary, but the end of the month, it's over.
What?
Your subscription is over.
Oh, really? I don't know about that.
I promise you it's over. If you have Comcast, you'll have to still pay for Peacock now.
No.
But you know what? I have Comcast. Whatever it is, Mary, the free subscriptions are ending now.
I think I paid.
For Peacock.
I don't know.
Okay, a thing popped up on the screen that said June 26th. It's all over, but I don't know. I said, I'm not seeing that. Stop it. But I'm just saying, give us more. I'm okay. I feel like after last night, also guys, our OC podcast is out too, if you haven't listened to it yet.
And
that's a really
good
palate cleanser for the VPR of like all of this.
And like next week, we will talk all about the Bachelorette Party.
I cannot wait.
Then it'll be Atlanta,
the final Jersey reunion. And then we've got OC.
Wait, what? So I've only watched half of the Martha's Vineyard finale episode.
That was it.
That's Martha's Vineyard's over.
No, it's not.
I think so.
They're literally on day 8 of 15. Shanice comes back next week, babes. No.
What?
Maybe no. It didn't even end. Well.
Okay, you know what? I'm getting confused because
Summer House finale.
Well, because the Summer House people went out with the Summer House Martha's Vineyard people, and they were posted that it was the finale episode
of Vanderpump Rules, the watch party they were at.
Oh, that was a short season.
No, they were all at Vanderpump.
I only got to the part where the boyfriend could come for 3 days, and I just got so annoyed. I'm like, we got to stop voting.
I love that
you're in the house. I need the people in the house.
Even one of the guys was like, "What is it, Survivor?"
I love it, Preston.
No, it wasn't Preston. It was the new. It was Jason. Is that his name? I love Preston. Though Preston is a gem, fabulous. Okay, we've got to end this. We've got to go. You and I both have to pack because we have flights tomorrow, and
we have no
clothes to wear. So maybe we don't have to pack at all. I'll see you in Mexico. Guys, if you have any recommendations, if there's anything, like, I feel like we've got to do shots for Mary. We've got
And we definitely brought our morning recovery. It was coming on the plane. Morelabs.com/TJG for 20% off. I have my suitcase filled to the brim.
That's the only thing she's actually packed is the morning recovery.
Good. For the morning recovery, morelabs.com/TJG. You know.
You know
it works.
You know. All right, everyone, have a great weekend and look out for some content because we'll definitely be sharing all the fun things that we'll be making Mary do.
Adios.
Adios. Bye.